Hello again, Mike O'Connor. Welcome to the last Sex and Podcasting show. Yep, Sex and Podcasting, a show that doesn't really have anything to do with sex. It's all about community podcasting. It has come to the end of its run. I decided that the 40 or so shows that are in this series represent pretty much all I've got to say about what community podcasting may become. And rather than dilute that message with other stuff, I've decided to wrap this one up in a bow and move on to GeezerCast. So if you're a returning subscriber, I hope you'll head on over to GeezerCast and check out the new stuff. But meanwhile, I thought I'd do this show to sort of wrap up what Sex and Podcasting was all about. The title of this show was a lift from Lorenzo Milam's book, Sex and Broadcasting, which was a handbook for people who were building community radio stations that Lorenzo wrote back in the 70s, and I asked him if I could borrow his title and update it. He said, sure. And one of the funny things that happened was that when podcasting first appeared on iTunes, when you type the word sex into iTunes, you'd get Sex and Podcasting as your first choice, so subscriptions went crazy there for a while. But this show doesn't have anything to do with sex. It's really a show about community podcasting. And there were several big themes in what I've been saying in these shows, and I thought I'd just use this last show to kind of summarize them. If you're interested in these little snippets of the themes, for sure you'll want to subscribe and listen to the longer versions. There's a bunch of them out there in the RSS feed. One big theme of all this is the sort of fame and riches thing, because when I first started doing sex and podcasting, a lot of people were pretty excited about breaking into the media and getting rich and famous and all that kind of stuff. And I think a few people are going to do that, although it hasn't happened yet. And maybe even a few people will make their living at podcasting. But it's like rock and roll music. For every one person that makes it, there's got to be 10,000 of us that are going to do it not because of that, but because we love to do it, and we're not. We're not going to get rich. And I think that's great. I think actually that advertising in a way is bad for podcasting in the same way that advertising's bad for radio. It makes for bland content. It cuts people's risk-taking down. It gets them to be a slave to the ad gods and gets people distracted. So I think podcasting's great because it doesn't necessarily have to have advertising because it's so cheap to do. And so I spent a lot of shows sort of exploring that. Another theme in Sex and Podcasting is sort of the how-to stuff, actually telling people how to do podcasting. I have a little series of Podcast 101 shows in the middle of the RSS feed that's very much in the tradition of community radio volunteers teaching the youngins how to do radio. I imagine that community podcasters will do the same thing. At least I sure hope they do. And if you're wanting to use these shows that I did in classes, feel free. There's no license required. There's your big permission. I'm getting pretty tired of all the licensing baloney that's going on in this era. I hope that settles down, but this stuff is unlicensed. Go ahead and use it any way you want. I did some shows about licensed music. When I first did these shows, I played a licensed tune as the second half of a Rant in a Record format podcast. I've decided to bail out of all that, partly because the labels are dumber than I thought they would be. I thought for sure they'd have figured out how helpful us podcasters are, but they haven't. And the main reason I've decided to scratch all the music out of these shows is because I have got a BMI license to play these things, but it's an annual license, and I kind of want to leave these shows out on the net forever, and I don't want to renew the license every year. So by the end of this year, all of the licensed songs will be edited out of the shows. They're still there now. But, you know, what the heck, I'm a musician, so in GeezerCast, I'm just going to play my own stuff. And maybe someday the labels and everybody will get this figured out, but it goes on the too hard pile for now. Another big theme in these shows was how community podcasters can help out with larger issues. It just so happened that Hurricane Katrina sort of blew through Mississippi and Louisiana when I was doing these shows, and I used that event to explore how podcasting could be used to aid in a recovery effort. I think those shows are a good example of how podcasting can be used in all kinds of ways as sort of an alternate communications channel in all kinds of organizations, and I spent some time sort of exploring that as well. There's more stuff out there, but that's for you to go and find on your own. I decided to stop partly because I'd run out of things to say, and I'd sort of jumped the shark with Section and podcasting. For those of you who don't know, jump the shark is a Hollywood term that describes the moment when a TV series sort of does itself irreparable harm, which then leads to its eventual demise, and it comes from the episode of a show called Happy Days, in which the Fonzie actually jumped on a shark, and that was sort of the beginning of the end for Happy Days. In my case, I stuck a few shows into Sex and Podcasting that don't really have anything to do with community podcasting, which on reflection I think was a bad move, which I'm going to remedy. I'm going to chop those shows out of the RSS feed. I really don't want Sex and Podcasting to sort of dribble off into diluted mush. I want it, you know, crispy, focused stuff, community podcasting, period. I decided that rather than dilute it with a whole bunch of other stuff, I'd wrap it up and move on to a new podcast that's underway. The number of shows in that podcast will vary depending on when you listen to this. The new hangout's called Geezercast, that catchily enough. www.geezercast.com. If you actually want to go to the website, which is so quaint, nobody goes to the website these days. It's funny how the aggregators like iTunes and Odeo and all that kind of stuff completely strip off the web part of this. You know, if I go look at the logs on Sex and Podcasting, for every delivery of the web page, I have 20 files that are getting downloaded because the aggregators just take care of all that. And you should be able to find Geezercast on all the usual suspects. It's on iTunes and Odeo and podcast.yahoo.com and so on and so forth. So Geezercast should be easy to find. Usually if you go there and type in the word geezer, you'll find it. And I hope you'll drift across. That show has a much broader premise. This is going to be a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, sort of the premise being that I'm going to be podcasting, pretending to be talking to people in the year 2055, and just about stuff that's on my mind. It leaves me a lot more wide open. But I'm going to pretend that they're really listening to their old granddad and interested in what he's stumbling through as he goes through his pretty interesting life way back there in 2005. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you swing by and check it out. But that's it for Sex and Podcasting. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening.